Hello, my friends. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And this is Voice Coaches Radio. And it's episode 709.
Oh, it is?
I believe so. Oh, I know we haven't been saying the episodes recently, although I think we did last time, but we haven't been. But I figured maybe the listener needs to know what
we
episode they're on.
We probably need to write it down and then check it off that that's the number so that we remember, because I forget every time.
Right. So you wanted to do an episode?
Yes. I've been getting, I have a lot of students who are interested in animation, character voices, and things like that. Now, I can't do any character voices. I mean, I could do like a Southern thing, but I'd lose it within like two sentences, you know, so I can't do it at all. So they have that interest, and it is more of the question of, you know, how should they get started with it? You know, do we start off with just a regular demo, you know, with just their voice? But then if we do that, how do you get into that then? How do you get into towards the doing the character and animation? And that's something you do.
I do. So we'll call the episode Character Demo or Not.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one.
So I started off as a voice actor doing no character voices.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just did my voice. Actually started off as an announcer, and as the industry changed, I also had to change with the industry. So I actually had to get voice coaching, voiceover training twice during my career. Once when things started to shift into being more conversational. Obviously that's something I needed to learn. But then I had clients who all of a sudden out of the blue, clients that use me all the time, started asking me to do character voices. Hey, could you do this in a character? And I was thinking, I don't really do that. So then I got more voice coaching with a character voice actor. So what you want to do is work, and we do have people on staff here.
I'm
one of them, Simone also.
Yes, she's one of them as well.
Those character voices. So the trick to character voices, and I explain this to people, because once in a while I get someone who tells me they do them.
Yes,
right?
I get that a lot. Yes.
I do character voices, but then they do the character voice and they don't do character voices. They think they do. Like, and here's what I mean. A character voice isn't you just talking like this, and then talking like this. That's clearly the same person, right? It's just you changing your pitch. Character voice is not just changing your pitch, but what actually makes the voice more different than that is changing your speech pattern, the speed in which you're talking, and sometimes even like slightly your accent, your affectation, right?
Yep.
That's what creates a character voice separate from your normal voice, right? Which I had to learn. That's what I learned when I, because I was one of those people who thought I just changed my voice and I'm doing a character voice.
Yeah.
But you're not. If your speech pattern is exactly the same, people know it's you, right?
Sometimes
it doesn't matter if you're not doing your voice than a character voice, right? That isn't so important.
Yeah.
But if you're going between voices, like basically someone hires you to do, hey, can you do like three different voices? I want you to do your own voice, then I want you to do, you can't sound the same.
No, yeah, voices, you have to,
right?
Yeah,
they have to be distinctly different, right? So I mean, if that's something you're interested in, I encourage it. Now, if you don't do it as of yet, like if you don't toy around with voices at all, I would say you might want to start just with your regular voice. Because I also want to say this, because I know there's people right now getting nervous going, I don't do character voices.
Yeah.
Most professional voice actors don't do voices, don't do accents, don't speak another language, and don't sing.
Yeah.
Most professional voice actors are hired for their voice.
Yes.
However, if you do any of those things I just mentioned, you should absolutely incorporate them into your demo. Okay? Or maybe do it, or do a separate demo, you know? That would be my... Now, if someone says to me, hey, I don't do character voices, but I really, really want to do that. You want to let us know immediately.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Because we can start working on that immediately. Once we get to the part where you're about to record your demo, it's too late. Right? Because at this point, we can't teach you to do character voices in 5 minutes, right? When you're about to do your demo. So let us know ahead of time so we can kind of play around with it. And you might get this too. Some people tell me, oh, I do character voices. I do great impersonations of other.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what I tell those people. To be completely honest, the money is in original voices. It's not really in impersonating. Like, for example, like you're not going to get a it's going to be very rare, let's say that, that you get hired to do Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
either they'll hire Sylvester
yeah.
Stallone.
Yeah.
right. Yeah. Or it's kind of iffy. Like you can't really, like for a commercial, especially, mm-hmm. you can't really act like you're Sylvester Stallone and sell something.
Yeah.
There's a kind of a weird That's gray it, area like there.
Like a copyright type of infringement.
Kind
type
of a weird, yeah. it's a All weird right. area. Okay. But good news. When someone tells me they do impersonations, I say, if you do impersonations, you can do original voices.
Yeah.
Because you're clearly changing, yeah. again, your voice, your speech
That's
pattern.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
So if you can do whoever it is, Sylvester Stallone, mm-hmm. whoever, you can do original voices.
Okay.
So one of the pieces of advice I have for people, and this is what I tell people when I have an opportunity to work with people who would like to do character voices, there's something that many don't do at first. And I encourage you to do it because it'll create something in your mind that will help. Name your voices.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, actually really name good. Them.
Yeah.
Like people will just like launch into voices, right? And, mm-hmm. But what you should do is say, you know, this is Pappy.
Okay.
You know, this is
yeah.
Brad or yeah. you know, Brad's a weird one, but you know what I mean? Name your voices yeah. and in your mind, imagine who that is. Mm-hmm. And that helps with the voices because then you can be that character. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let us know ahead of time.
Oh, absolutely. I have had students who have great, great character voices that they do. And they the biggest, I think, all right, one, you've got to be consistent with that voice, though. So what we put on the demo is you've got to be able to, when they say, hey, that's the voice I like, you've got to be able to reproduce that every single time they say that's the voice. That's the biggest thing with it.
You're absolutely right. That's the thing that I do find in some people who say, hey, I do character voices. They can do like a sentence in that voice mm-hmm. that they've come up with, like whatever it is, they can yeah. do that sentence. But also they start reading copy and then all of a sudden they can't do that voice.
Yeah, they go back to a certain,
right.
yeah.
That's why
yeah.
I said it really does help if you name the voices mm-hmm. and create who that is in your mind, because you do need to be able to do whatever piece of copy, whatever script they put in front of you, you have to be able yeah. to carry that voice through it. So yeah, you're right. I do... Especially in impersonations, yeah. right? Because they get one line that Sylvester Stallone yeah. says and they say that.
Yeah, that's in the... So let me ask you, if there is somebody who has one that, you know, yeah, I can do like two or three sentences of it, what should they do to perfect that?
Keep practicing in that voice, yeah. I mean, just keep reading copy in that voice. And mm-hmm. I'm talking anything, by
yeah.
the way. I'm not... Forget copy. You should be reading... You know, this is weird to say because yeah. who's reading magazines? But you know what
yeah.
I mean? Magazine
yeah.
articles
yeah,
online.
Just yeah,
articles
anything.
Online.
Okay.
You should be able to read anything in that character voice
mm-hmm.
Because you're going to get things that you didn't expect
yeah.
to copy.
Yeah.
Right. So I would just start reading in that voice. You'll get it. I mean, if you can mm-hmm. do the voice, you can do the voice. So now it's just a matter of the problem is your brain is linking it to just that sentence
yeah.
or that phrase. You have to disconnect it from that and make mm-hmm. it that make that character a full character in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you have to do. Yeah. So that's cool. You know, and one of the things I'll do at the end of this
mm-hmm.
is I'll play my character demo at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So people can hear what a character demo should sound like.
Now, how many different voices do you do, or accents or characters?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. I mean, I'm on the demo, I don't even know how many I do. I do quite a few, but I feel like I could do, you know, I can't number them only because sometimes people ask me for an original.
Yeah.
You know, like for example, I think I told the story before, but since we're on the subject, I will, in case I didn't or someone didn't hear the episode. Mm-hmm. I once got hired to do a public service announcement. It was around Christmas time, you know, holiday season. And it was a PSA about adopting, this is what they told me, a PSA about adopting dogs.
Okay.
That's the information they gave me.
That's it.
And they showed me a picture of the dog, but it was a cartoon dog. It was mm-hmm. a cartoon. So I'm the dog. And so I come up with this voice, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't give me anything else. I come up with, yeah. I'm the adult meter. You know, that's the voice I come up with. Like, this look like this dopey dog. I get to the studio, mm-hmm. and it's the saddest piece of copy you've ever read in your life. It's about dogs being put down during the holidays. And I have this, and they haven't heard the voice yet.
Yeah.
And I have this dopey dog voice. I'm like, uh-oh.
You can't
like,
now.
Yeah. So now I can't do that voice. Now I'm panicking because that's the voice I've been like, this is the voice I came up with for this picture you gave me. And so then I had to come up with a completely different voice by the time they heard me on the mic. I was like, and I leaned more towards my voice, but just a little different, like a little, you know, like that. So I came back a little because I was like so dopey. And I was like, this is not going to work. I'm like talking about how if you don't adopt me, I'm going to be put down.
Oh, so, well.
Yeah. It's holiday. You adopt the dog. Like, I'm like, oh, they're going to fire me. So I had to come back and be a little more serious on it, obviously.
Yes.
So, as a character voice actor, you should be able to create voices for things, right? Mm-hmm. And so you should have an infinite amount of voices. I mean, you know, you don't have to do that. On your character demo, show off 10, show off 15, maybe. Mm-hmm. I think I did maybe, I've never counted them on my, but I think maybe I did, I'm going to say 12 voices maybe.
Okay,
on my character demo, maybe, something like that. Yeah. But you should be able to create a voice. Someone should show you something, go, hey, here's the character I'm thinking about. What does it sound like? Mm-hmm. And I do that sometimes, like when I work with someone and I have I have copy that is character driven, and like it's a couple different characters, and I'll tell them, here's how I see this character. The voice you come up with is all you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll say, this is like, there's this piece that we have where I go, you're the gatekeeper. You're the gatekeeper to like a Hades sort of place. Mm-hmm. This person guarding the gate is apathetic, doesn't care about you at all. You're human. They don't care about you, but they don't like you either. Mm-hmm. And so that's the character. Now you come up with the voice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's, and let me tell you, I've had people come up with so many, the different ways that people, you know, everyone's different. Mm-hmm. So you'll have someone that'll come up with that deep, I guard the gates to, they'll do that. Yeah. And then someone else is doing a high pitched voice. Yeah. It's like so interesting how people's brains work, and none of them are wrong. It's how you see that character, right? So, but as if you want to become a character voice actor, you should be able to have that imagination.
Yes.
Right? How would this person sound? So, but show off like, I would say if you want to do a character demo, show off like 12. I don't want to use, I would say you need to have at least 8. Let's say that.
Okay.
To do a good character demo, you should have at least 8 voices.
Okay.
And I'm not saying, now someone who has 6 is going to be like, oh, I can't do it. No. You know what I mean? I'm just saying 8's a good amount to show that you have a good range of voices.
Yeah.
If you have 6 voices, you could do 1-2, but it's less. It's, we're talking 6 voices, and you can still do a demo because you could probably stretch it to a minute, do 10 seconds each voice, but that seems long for a character voice.
Yeah.
Once I hear it, I hear it. You don't have to read a full 10 seconds. So I would say 10 voices is good. Now, if you do 3, you should incorporate into your regular demo.
Okay. Like that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah. If you do like 3 character voices, you're not, there's no point in doing
a whole separate demo by
just
itself.
Just incorporate it into your regular demo. Just put it into, because that shows you have some range.
That you've got
Hey, I can do a character voice, but you're not showing up. And by the way, even if you do a bunch of character voices, but you're not quite ready yet to do a character demo, I still encourage you to incorporate those into your demo.
That's what I try to do. It's when I get students that will say, I do a character voice, and I'm like, well, all right, well, let me hear it. Or when we're getting to that one class where we're picking out scripts for their demo, look for a script that you feel matches your that character you have, that voice that you have. And then I also even tell them, I said, if not, let me hear it. Tell me about that voice, and I'll write you a script.
So
match with it. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely. That's great. Yeah. So I do that for people too. Sometimes I come up with a through line. If they want to do characters, and I'll say, okay, what are these where are these characters? What are they doing? Are they all together? Mm-hmm. Are we somewhere?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not. It just depends. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
So that's cool. Yeah. If you want to do character voices, I encourage it, but don't think you have to.
Yeah.
That's all.
You definitely don't have, don't have any. Let me ask you about accents, about like someone doing, from Russia, from Ireland, what do you think?
Okay. So this is a tough subject, and here's why. So I used to say something that doesn't necessarily apply anymore. And here's what I used to say. An accent either has to be authentic or over the top. It can't be in between. But these days, that has changed a little because, and the reason why is not even the people who have the accent Like, mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. They don't use Abu on The Simpsons anymore.
Oh, I did not know that.
Because it was someone putting on an over-the-top Indian accent.
Okay.
And you know who wasn't upset at all?
No.
People from India.
Yeah.
They love the character. It was other people who were like, this is insulting.
Oh.
And so they ended up not, they don't use the character anymore. So there's kind of like a weird thing going on. Yeah. I don't know, but listen, you can definitely get away with Russian. You can get away with Irish. Yeah. It's like, once you get away with, no one cares, you know? You could do this accent, no one cares. Like, you know, Lucky Charms, no one cares.
Yeah. That's
an over-the-top Irish accent that is not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because my grandparents were from County Cork, mm-hmm. and you couldn't understand a word they said. They're like, "Come here, black guy, starry fire." That's how they talk. Like they did not do that Lucky Charms. Come here, black guy, starry. You know, like that's how they talk. Like you barely, I didn't understand a word they said until I was 12.
Yeah.
So, so you can you can do accents, but tasteful. I'll use that. I'm going to change what I said before too. You can do accents, but they have to be tasteful.
Okay. About that. Yeah. All right.
So that's where I would say, you know, I feel like I'm so old, you know, I've been doing this for so long that I'm like one of those people like, I remember the old days when we could do any accent, you know, but times change.
Yeah. Times change.
And so, lean on your voice coach for that. Let them say, hey, maybe we don't do that.
Yeah.
Because I will tell you, in a long time ago, I heard so many voice actors doing like Indian accents that were not Indian.
Yeah.
And they were over the top. And right? These, you probably couldn't put that on your demo now.
No. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So times have changed, and positive or negative, however you want to look at it, they just have.
Yeah. No. And just to ask us, you know, that's the
thing. We'll let you know, hey, maybe not.
Yeah. I'll be nice and say, why don't we work on it just a little bit, and then, you know, take this copy and practice it.
Yeah. Like I do like a Russian accent on my character demo. And it's funny. I met someone who was Russian, came to my voiceover. I did a live presentation. And so I played it. I said, how authentic? She goes, not very authentic. I said, come on. She goes, no. I mean, not bad for American.
Oh.
But not good.
Yeah, but not good. No, not good.
And if she was listening, she was like, he's doing it again.
Yep.
He's doing the accent again. So, you know, some people have thicker skin. They don't care.
Yeah.
She thought it was funny.
Yeah. You know?
And the British don't care. We do fake British accents all the time. I do one on my demo, and British people think it's hilarious. They're like, that is so stereotypical British accent. Yep. And there's so many different British accents, by the
there
way.
There is, yeah. So, yeah.
Like America. Mm-hmm. It's like America. Yeah. It's probably everywhere, you know? I bet there's probably 20 different Russian accents, right?
Yeah.
15 different Greek accents, probably. Mm-hmm. Different regions, you know, that's how it goes. I know Spanish is like that.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
I know, that's definitely, and not only that, and it's like that here, if you speak Spanish, there's different regions and they have slang that other people who speak Spanish have a hard time understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, because I have friends, I have really close friends that are Dominican, but my wife's whole family is Costa Rican, and they do not speak the same exact
dialect. Yeah, that's
close. They're close, actually, but
yeah. But
like Puerto Rico, definitely not.
No.
It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I went to Costa Rica too.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I keep saying we're going to talk about it. I think I said that last time. I went around the holidays. It was fun.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I don't speak enough Spanish though. I've learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Un poquito. Yeah. I'm doing Duolingo all the time. I don't know how much it helps, to be honest, but I'm doing my best.
I can't. No characters, no language, no nothing. Just me. Just my voice. This is it. This is all you get.
Yeah. I act like I'm learning a lot. You know, I act like it. Like when it was my father-in-law's birthday, we conversed back and forth via WhatsApp. And so I was like, Feliz cumpleaños. He's like, you're learning. I'm like, looked it up. I didn't know it from Duolingo, but anyone can say Feliz cumpleaños. Everyone knows that's happy birthday.
I did not know that. So there you go. I thought it was like some type of, it sounded like a holiday, but I just didn't know it was a birthday.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah. All right. So, yeah. No, anything else? Anything else about that?
No, I think that was the main, just people. I get a lot of people who, you know, they've got that in the back of their mind. They want to, how do I get into that part of it? You know, the characters and animation. So, I think we covered it.
All right. All right, cool. So, what next? Nothing. All right. All right. We're going to play.
We're going to play your character. Yeah, we're going to play my
character demo.
Where you going, Mason? You know what we want. Hand it over.
And now, all I can think about is revenge. No matter how long it takes, these men will pay with their lives.
It will be a long, hard road, but you are the chosen one. Respect the decision of the gods.
You will die at the hands of Mortimer.
This is the KGB. There are no mistakes.
Enemy position located. Blackhawks on the way.
Team deathmatch.
Get the medic, I'm ahead.
You take the order and do what you're told.
All right, boys, get into the truck and let's show them how we do things.
Cover me, I'm reloading.
Oh, please, man, I didn't see anything. You don't have to do this.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, there she is, just like I told you. But you lay one finger on me and she goes kaboom, like a bottle rocket on the 4th of July.
Normally, I would have never taken this case, but this dame was a knockout, and now a bullet in my belly tells me I was nothing but another John to her.
I'm the shopkeeper. For upgrades, spells, and new weapons, you come to see me. To revive, you go to the inn.
I want the tanks in the front, and I want the artillery on the other side. Open up!
To access your name's mainframe, type in your mission name, and press continue.
All right, so there you go. That was my character demo. Hope you enjoyed
it. That was good.
You like it? Thank you.
I did.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, cool. So hope you enjoyed that, and you get an idea of what a character demo should sound like. And there you go. So we're going to take off. I'm John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
And again, email us with anything that you need.
Well, yes.
Not anything.
I know.
Plumbing
or
anything.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know,
voice
any
acting.
Voiceover related.
Yeah.
But again, webinar. Time for the webinar. Use the code POD. That gets you 50% off. Go to the website, voicecoaches.com, and sign up for that. If you want to meet me, and you do. I know you do.
You do.
Want to meet me.
You do want to meet me.
And you want to read for me. You want to get some feedback. So do it, okay? All right. Thank you, everybody. We out.